USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior U.S. and Russian officials are in special talks on strategic stability on Monday as part of a diplomatic activity in Europe this week aimed at diffusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. The United States has played down hopes of significant progress this week. Comedian and America's dad, Bob Saget, star of Full House, has died at 65. His body was discovered in a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Virginia Madden, wife of the late John Madden, was at a ceremonial remembrance at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas Sunday night before the Chargers-Raiders game that officially ended the regular season in the NFL.
And all of those great Raider players who played for John, alive and dead, that he loved so much.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As fresh Iranian warnings to America of attacks on our soil have been reported, we're all reminded how the Biden administration has opened up our southern border.
A report on immigration and customs enforcement arrests and deportations for the 2021 fiscal year, which is usually expected around the end of the calendar year, has yet to be released. This as a crisis at the U.S. southern border continues. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich tells Fox News how he feels about the Biden administration's handling of the border.
I think that the best evidence of someone's intention is what they actually do. And I think unequivocally, as a prosecutor, you look what the Biden administration has done is they are systematically dismantling our border. At one point, I thought they wanted to get rid of ICE, but it's clear they just want to get rid of our whole southern border because they have allowed the cartels to seize operational control.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pestilence Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The mother of Kareem Nakui, a Marine who died during the disastrous U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan in August, Shauna Chappell and her husband Steve Nakui, are demanding accountability from the Biden administration over their son's and 12 other service members' deaths.
I'm good this evening. I have my bad days, my good days. His dad is pressing for the information. His dad isn't here this evening. He was supposed to be here so he could talk more about it. I didn't want to talk about it without him. We just received Kareem's autopsy. I haven't been able to completely read it yet because it was too hard. Just the first page of it was too hard, so I stopped reading it. But, we want accountability for what happened to all 13 of the kids. But that one issue is an issue for his dad to talk about.
That's Shauna Chappell on Newsmax Friday. The mysterious hut or house spotted in December by China's U-2-2 rover on the far side of the moon turns out to be a rock, a small lumpy rock sitting on a crater rim. It looked much bigger and more mysterious in December's image. After getting a better perspective, the rover was able to reveal the object's true nature. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.